This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Paris, the French National Assembly is debating a controversial proposed law that would ban religious symbols in schools, in public schools. The French president, Jacques Chirac, says he's calling for this law to protect France's two-century-old tradition of secularism. But many of France's estimated 5 million Muslims feel that it singles them out by targeting a handful of girls who wore headscarves to class. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The law would ban what are called conspicuous religious signs from public schools starting next September. That includes large Christian crosses, Jewish skullcaps, and Muslim headscarves. But it is France's Muslims who feel singled out. President Jacques Chirac called for a new law on secularism after a handful of Muslim schoolgirls refused to take off their headscarves and were expelled from school. The debate in Parliament is expected to show up splits within both the majority and the opposition. Even though the center-right government proposed the law, some Catholic-majority deputies think it is too aggressively secular. The opposition left wing is traditionally the upholder of secular principles, but some socialist MPs say the draft law is clumsily crafted and will only create more problems. The law is expected to easily pass in a vote next week, but it won't end splits in French society over the issue. While some 70% of French people surveyed said they thought a law was a good idea, only about half of Muslims agreed. Many French citizens of Arab ancestry say they aren't even practicing Muslims, but the law makes them feel singled out as a religious community. Some warn of possible backlash and provocation next school year, of hundreds of rebellious schoolgirls showing up with headscarves at school gates. The draft law has sparked demonstrations in France and around the world in front of French embassies and consulates, especially in Arab nations. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.